A dream deferred. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sword, then run? Does it stink like rotten meat? Or does it cut some sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Or maybe it just sags like a load? Or does it explode? Hello, my name is Roquavius Ward, and I am a proud member of the Boys and Girls Club of Hopkinsville Christian County. A dream deferred simply states a goal in life. I recall sitting in my 8th grade literature class when I heard the poem, A Dream Deferred, by the late great Langston Hughes. A dream can refer to a goal in life. To be deferred means it is delayed, or maybe it never happens. I was intrigued by the poem's title and questions. I began to ask myself, would I have a dream? Will my dream become possible? My mother was an addict for as long as I could remember. When I was 2.5 years old, me and my siblings were removed from her household. What was supposed to be a temporary removal became a permanent one. Fortunately, we were able to live with our cousin Mabel, who has given us unconditional love since day one. But the need for a mother's love will always be there. In 2020, I was offered the chance to attend the Youth of the Year Conference, and I was excited to go. Because the Youth of the Year Conference was held in Lexington, it would give me the chance to see my mom, who I had not seen in 2 years. Prior to leaving for the event, I called my mom with our potential arrival time, and I shared with Ms. Denise and Ms. Tamara that my mom would be visiting me at the hotel. I was that little boy all over again. When I got to the hotel, I was so excited. I looked around, but my mom was nowhere in sight. I called her, and she said she could not make it that day, but she would be there for the Youth of the Year dinner. On the night of the dinner, I watched the doorway, but she never showed. Everyone else in the room was having a good time, but I was that young boy waiting on his mother. Club staff and peers checked on me to see how I was doing, but I was okay. I could have used this to deter my wanting to return to the Youth of the Year, but instead, I decided to give it 100% and give it my all. The family support that the Boys and Girls Club has showed me is just one of the many reasons I call it my home away from home. The Boys and Girls Club has shown me that kids nowadays have problems and trials and tribulations that they have to get through, but through the help of peers and others around you, you will make it through. Thank you.